This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. For almost 2 years now, Democrats have pondered the lessons of the 1980 elections. This week in Philadelphia, they begin putting together what they've learned. The official Democratic midterm conference opens tomorrow. It's a chance not only to work on new themes and issues, but also to look over the field of candidates that Democrats will offer this year and in 1984. NPR's Linda Wertheimer profiles the campaign in progress of the man who's thought to have the lead for the presidential nomination.
Senator Edward M. Kennedy makes a joke in his speeches about the polls, which rank him out in front of a list of Democratic possibilities, the favorite to be president.
As you may have heard, I'm back up in the polls. Actually, the latest Gallup poll put me in the Guinness Book of Records. I have won more presidential elections, if they were held today, than any other politician in history.
Kennedy was in Atlantic City on Monday to speak to the National Convention of AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, a union which supported him in his 1980 bid for the Democratic nomination. Kennedy says now that he is running for re-election to the Senate in Massachusetts. He is speaking out on national issues, as he believes all responsible public officials must, but Senator Kennedy is on the march, attacking the president, his policies, with more vigor than any other Democrat.
I'm tired of talk from apologists for the Reagan administration who believe in rugged individualism, so long it is rugged on others and comfortable for themselves. And to those who say that no one is hurting, I reply, let them visit the steel and auto and municipal and construction workers who have lost their jobs. How dare anyone say that no one is hurting? You can see the hurt on the faces of the unemployed, and you can feel it in their handshakes. The Reagan cheese lines of 1982 are as unacceptable as the Hoover bread lines of 1932.
But in addition to the economy, Senator Kennedy has adroitly taken the lead among Democrats on the question of nuclear disarmament. Senator Kennedy, along with Republican Senator Mark Hatfield of Oregon, has introduced a resolution in the Senate calling for a nuclear freeze to be followed by negotiated disarmament. The Reagan administration, Kennedy says, has responded to the growing grassroots support in this country for disarmament, but the president's START talks, Kennedy says, do not stop the arms race.
The Reagan administration is opposing the nuclear weapons freeze. The president says, in effect, that we have to build more nuclear bombs now in order to reduce their number in the future. The Reagan approach is nothing more nor less than voodoo arms control, which says that you must have more in order to have less. Who ever heard of a diet doctor advising you to eat more today so that you can take off more tomorrow?
In an interview traveling back to Washington from Atlantic City, Senator Kennedy said he feels the two major issues he's talking about, disarmament and the economy, are intertwined.
The issue of enormous additional expenditures in the areas of strategic weapons is not unrelated to the size of the deficits that we're going to face in our economy, and the size of the deficits obviously have an important implication on interest rates, which are basically crippling small businesses, the home building industry, students who can't borrow money in order to continue their education.
Senator Kennedy maintains and generally says in his political speeches that he has not moved from his lifelong position as a liberal Democrat, voting against the Reagan tax cut and the Reagan budget cuts. He notes that he has watched his colleagues in the Democratic Party move away from his position and return to it. He has also watched Democratic elected officials and party activists move to his side in political years and then move away from him. Kennedy goes to this meeting in Philadelphia the front runner, obviously prepared to make the fight, to give a memorable speech, work the convention, use every modern campaign technique, and once again welcome the support many Democrats are apparently prepared to give him. But when Senator Kennedy says it's too soon to talk about 1984, one has the feeling that he, more than any other politician, knows what that means. I'm Linda Wertheimer.